Can you hear us? Good. I can hear me.
Did you get a response on that?
I did. I did.
He
like
hears the voices in his head. So
yeah,
yes.
In my own brain. We asked because, as we told you, and hopefully you were paying attention yesterday. If you were not, well, that's your issue. We're outside of our palatial KHTK studios.
Palatial.
Well, and here's the thing. That used to be a joke. When we would say palatial KHTK studios, we were joking because, let's be honest, and I feel like I can say this now, our studios were just garbage. And that's no fault of our engineer or anything. They were just old, really, really old. Now that we have our new redone studio, it is nice. It's beautiful. It's gorgeous. So when we're outside...
Why you got to discriminate against our old engineers now that we got young guys in the building?
Bruce Hirsch and I never got it on. great studios. Now we're outside. And here's the deal for all of you. We're going to do a regular sportsy show today. As regulars, well, let me take that back. Today is not going to be regular for in any swipe of the imagination, and we'll share that with you in a moment.
It's a fiber-free show.
But we will be outside for a really
I'm
good
cause. I'm wrapped
in
a blanket.
Yeah, I'm not. I see that now.
I'm putting it out there so because I know you guys are both about to give me crap for it. So
I actually hadn't noticed.
You probably want to share my blanket because you're probably freezing right now.
No, actually, I'm fine because you chose to fight me before we went on the air.
That's right. We wrestled.
Dave, you missed out. You got to. Right before we went on the air.
Did I really miss out,
though? Well, I mean, a little bit.
Like,
I was feeling a little bit groggy before we went on. I was like, okay, Katie, we're going to have to – we got to do something. Like, we're going to have to fight or wrestle or something going on here to get my adrenaline going. And she's like, yeah, okay, whatever. So she just sits there, and I walk over to her. And I was like, no, all
right,
let's do this. And I kind of jab at her, and then she just threw an uppercut to my chin and pinned me up against the wall and started pummeling my face. I really didn't know what I was getting into.
How much of that is accurate?
It's 100% accurate.
She threw an uppercut to his chin?
Well,
she did put an elbow in the back of my head.
I pinned him.
Listen, I'm fighting out of my weight class.
Yes, I'm in the heavyweight division.
You and Nate are ever going to have the same type of understanding you and I came to.
What's that?
Yeah, you know, so I realized you don't mess with Carmichael Day. Like, he has like that really stupid strength is what I like
that's,
to call
yeah,
it.
That's, yeah, that's the term she
that's
uses.
That's what we got to call
stupid
it.
Strength.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
the term she uses.
No, it's in
Warren.
The sense that you cannot grasp in your mind where it comes from. It comes
There really
out,
is no rhyme
it,
or reason.
It comes out of anger. Like, the only time he gets physical is if you really, really piss
then
him
then
off.
Then let's be careful. Let's
I know, yeah.
Let's make sure we clarify
yeah.
Dave getting physical. Okay. That's friendly wrestling.
Yes, it is. Yes.
By the way. But, yeah. Because Katie had a habit of hitting me in the face.
I did not.
You hit me in the head is what started it all
with
off.
The elbows?
No, didn't do that.
You
no, it was like a slap.
You knocked your head into my elbow just so
that's
we
what
can
it was.
Clarify.
So, well, I'm glad the two of you got to get it out of your system.
Oh, I did him a favor.
Now we're out fine. Here, and we're out here really to try to help out some foster kids. It's a great cause. Listen, charity's a good thing, but I think when you really see eye to eye and are behind what you're doing, it makes it that much more fun. And I don't think there's too many better causes than making sure that kids who already have enough hurdles in their lives being foster kids and parents who already have enough hurdles taking in foster kids, that they both have a little bit easier of a road when it's time to go to school. We're not here to collect Pokemon Go. We're not here to collect PlayStations. We're here to collect pencils and erasers and backpacks, school supplies. We have Nate, I believe we have a large collection facility to our left that will that we can.
What are you talking about? The marvelous Hoblet Dodge Jeep over there?
Yeah, absolutely.
And the nice Ram 1500 Eco Diesel over there.
I don't have
to
my
haul
dings.
Away our. Yeah, okay. You got to get your bell. Yeah, our friends out here from Hoblet Dodge are here. We got Galen and his friend. Oh, what's your name? Andrea. Okay, we're gonna see Galen and Andrea are here from Hoblet Dodge, and you can put all your school supplies in there: pencils, backpacks, books, and there's probably a Pokemon around here somewhere, but you know,
something there.
Right?
Yeah, but that's not, you know.
That's not the point.
That's for me, though, because
I mean, if that's how you got to motivate people,
I just hit level six. That's what's important. Next thing, you know, I'm going and taking my Pokemon to the Pokemon gym. But that's besides
the point. Raising your future dog fighter.
You're damn right. Absolutely. So come on out, and if it's Friday, and your boss is not going to get on you for being a little bit late because you went to the Target right down the street or the Walmart or the CVS, right? Any place that has any sort of supplies, go grab a handful. Go grab a crate full.
Go to the dollar store. There's a dollar store around the corner, too.
There you go.
It's like a 99-cent store.
There's a Dee Dee's discount. Yes. You probably see my wife in aisle three because she lives there. Just go buy and grab whatever. It all helps. It all goes to a good cause. And as I am fond of saying, it's funny to me and nobody else, you're not giving... 70% of each pencil is not going to the kids. It's 100%. There's no hands out on the way between you and kid. It goes directly to those kids. Like we said, you know, they have enough to deal with, much less not having the proper supplies. Guys, I know that although I'm older than both of you, I think we're all old enough to where when we think back to actually being in school, Nate, maybe you... You know, you're the youngest child of this family. Maybe it's a little easier for you. But I think back to starting the first day of school. And it's exciting. This is the year you're really going to study and get good grades and kill it on the basketball team or whatever you're trying to do. You got new clothes, you hope. You have a new backpack. You have your new Hello Kitty Trapper Keeper. Mm-hmm. You have all that stuff going for you. It's exciting.
Oh, my God. Trapper Keepers.
Trapper Keepers. Oh, come on now. Now, I can't imagine... You know, and obviously I was blessed enough to be able to have a family that took me out and bought me a little bit of new stuff every year. But when I'd go to school to start out, everything was new in my backpack. It was a new year. I cannot imagine going into the first day of school with everything you have to deal with and, oh, I don't have a pencil. Oh, my backpack has five holes in it. Oh, I don't have this. I don't have that. It's about as good a cause as you can possibly imagine. So come on out here. We'll be here till 9 a.m., but... The entire station will be out here, and that includes the Lowdown. They'll be out here doing their show from noon to 3. So come out, get some lunch right around, I think, noon. We'll have the Barbecue Pro out here feeding you meat. So we'll take care of you. You take care of these kids. We're all very happy.
Yeah, another thing that I like to point out that I think is pretty important is that if you don't do your part, there's a good chance that this stuff is coming out of your teacher's pocket. And that's
a great point, right?
You know,
there.
That's something worth helping out too.
No, that's an excellent point. You're right, and I can absolutely vouch for that coming from a family chock full of teachers. You're dead on. It's a great point, Nate. That these teachers, in addition, we don't need to get into all that, but let's just say
no. But it's no fun to not have a pencil.
And and you know what? I take that back. I'm perfect.
It's that simple.
I'm perfectly okay with saying publicly, if you have a problem with it, sue me. That teachers are woefully underpaid, and in addition to that. You're going
I'm
going
to need you to leave your politics out
of
the show.
You know what? That's one of those I have no problem standing up. That's fine. You know, if you want to argue with me that teachers are compensated exactly where they need to be, then we can have that argument. But to have them go out, like you just said, Nate. Yeah, there's
off to Sturgis.
Some vroom vroom cars. So anyways, as we all try to figure out our Wi-Fi, by the way, which I think for the first time...
You guys
time
having that much trouble?
We're all doing... Are you on?
Neither, I'm fine.
Neither one of ours is working.
You're on the Wi-Fi from inside?
It's the internet of my brain.
Really? Yes. Wow. So I
because he has the idea pad, and that's just a natural Wi-Fi.
Yeah. I was going to say, you and I are sitting out here. This isn't a good commercial for Apple.
No.
Because you and I are sitting here on our Macs.
Struggling.
We can't get it.
Thank God I don't need the internet to do my job.
I'd ask our engineer to bring an Ethernet cable out here, but I don't have an Ethernet. I don't have an Ethernet port on my Apple.
Oh, do you not?
No, because they feel like you don't need it.
Oh,
you don't need an Ethernet
one
port.
Mine. Maybe you need some with your school supplies. Maybe we can.
Yeah,
you.
If somebody could bring
out some internet.
Maybe bring by a Wi-Fi connection here, or call one in at 3:30.
Huh?
You? No, I can't. I can't. I have the service I have for myself. If I want to do a Wi-Fi hotspot, I have to get a different style of coverage. I'm grandfathered in to where I get the unlimited data and all that. If I switch it at all, which they try to get me to do every 6 months, it's over. So here's what we got for you guys today. We have a lot of stuff.
Lots.
So I'll just use my phone. All right. My phone's just going to be my Wi-Fi today.
All right.
the All-Star Game is moved. We talked about this yesterday. The NBA All-Star Game is moving from Charlotte. We don't know where.
I thought they said New Orleans.
Did they say New Orleans?
I thought that's why I said my update, so it better be true.
You know what?
I heard
probably,
that yesterday.
You're probably right.
I heard Vegas was the destination. So
really?
Let's confirm that for our listeners.
Okay, here's first reported by Adrian Wojnarowski, of course, of Vertical.
All right.
Charlotte would lose the All-Star weekend, and he called New Orleans the front runner.
Okay.
Brian Windhorst reported that New York, Brooklyn, and Chicago are also still in the running.
Oh,
so,
wow. So might have not to, even in there.
Yeah, might have to amend the old update, but yeah.
You know what would be, I thought, and I know this isn't realistic and it's not going to happen, but because of this being a unique situation, you know what would be kind of cool, I think, is if they had the All-Star Game in Seattle.
I saw you tweet that last night.
Yeah.
I saw you tweet that. I think it's interesting in the sense that, obviously, they're a city that had an NBA team.
Yes.
And it was taken away from them, so it would be a nice little gesture to kind of bring the NBA back to their city, if even just for a week. But I don't know. There's so much that goes into having an All-Star game, and a lot of it is like the hotels and the infrastructure in terms of managing traffic and all of that stuff. So I don't know. I mean, I'm assuming that Seattle would be a good location because they have multiple professional teams, so you have to think that they already have hotel space available to be able to support.
Yeah, I think
like
they've
that.
Had an All-Star game before. I think the big question would
be... Yeah, but all of that changes. I mean, if they had the All-Star game, let's say it was 10 years ago, which I would look it up online, but I can't. Your needs change from like 10 years ago in terms what they're required, because All-Star Weekend has become this overblown. There's so much.
I think
much
the biggest deal.
Do they have a building?
Yeah, they have Key Arena.
It?
I think that's
Key
the biggest deal.
Is it still functional?
They lost Key. Well, yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But
like,
I mean,
in the same way that Sleep Train Arena is functional.
If you could have the All-Star game,
really?
Yeah. And I think if you could have the All-Star game in Las Vegas a couple years ago in that building, then I'm pretty sure you could have it in Key Arena.
But
it's not going to happen.
All of the cities that they have mentioned, New Orleans has hosted a couple All-Star games in the recent past, but Chicago, New York, all of them, big cities that can handle that with ease right now.
We got to take a break. We are outside broadcasting live, teaming up with Sleep Train, collecting school supplies for foster kids. We're going to have a lot of fun today on the show. Bob Nightingale of USA Today is going to join us to talk baseball and the trade deadline. We'll focus heavily on your A's and your Giants at 8:30. Chael Sonnen, MMA fighter who happens to be coming off his suspension today, and is always an entertaining interview. He will be on, and when we get back, we'll explain to you exactly why, other than the fact that we love him. Former King Doug Christie will be joining us at 8 o'clock. You will want to hear this on The Drive, Sports 1140 KHDK.
Okay.
News is breaking that Funai, which is the, I don't know if this is how breaking this is, but the last remaining manufacturer of the VCR will cease production by the end of the month.
Really?
Yeah.
Where do you find news like that?
It just comes my way.
It's just magic. We don't need to know what's going on, how it happens.
Shockingly, citing a declining market.
What?
No.
And increasing difficulty in sourcing parts as the reason. Here's what I think is the most amazing statistic in here. In 2015, Funai only sold 750,000 VCRs.
Wow.
Who the hell is buying VCRs? Much less 750,000 people. You okay?
I'm sorry. I'm trying not to sneeze. We don't have like a button to turn off our mics. But
it's all
man,
right. You're
I'm
not talking into your
morning.
Microphone anyway.
Great point right there. Excellent point right there. JVC developed the VHS format and began selling the first VCRs in 1976. Funai began selling its first models in 1983. Here's it.
I'll tell you who's buying them.
Who? My grandmother.
People like our parents.
Right.
Like, okay.
Yeah. My great-grandmother.
Do you got any of your old athletic endeavors on film?
Oh yeah.
See?
Yeah.
So there's a market.
Yes. Yeah. There's.
I also have like a music recital from like my senior year of high school that my parents probably still have doing my senior solo.
Oh, we need to get a hold of that.
It's Celine Dion, just in case you were wondering. Heart will go on.
We really need to get that.
Senior solo is like in my top 10 of internet searches, too.
Ding. VHS, you'll remember in the 1980s, was competing with Sony's Betamax format. You guys, you guys remember? Even remember Betamax? I mean, I barely do. It's,
no.
Which one was it? The only other one I'm familiar with is the giant Laserdisc.
Laserdisc, yeah. Right? I remember a friend of mine had a Laserdisc, giant, like big old rectangles.
That was how I first saw Raiders of the Lost Ark.
It was on Laserdisc.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah.
See, Betamax was supposed to be advanced and better and all this, but it did not catch on, and that was Sony, which I find interesting because then Sony and I believe Microsoft, you know, fast forward to what, maybe 10 years ago, was it? Sony and Microsoft, I believe it was, were going at it with the HD DVD versus Blu-ray.
Yeah.
And so you look at it like 30 years later, Sony wins out with Blu-ray after they took such a hit on the Betamax. So, all right, good for you, Sony. And
it's a
no
marathon,
more.
Not a sprint, Dave.
Yeah, no more Betamax, by the way.
No more VCRs?
Yes, and that either. Did I say no more Betamax? Yeah. Well, that's true.
Yeah.
But also no more VCRs.
You're not wrong there.
I'm really not, yeah. From the 916, I like how Dave really chimed in like he was athletic. Ever no stupid. I was chiming in because on the VCR, I have like, you know, high school basketball and baseball. And also I have from elementary school and junior high, I also have musicals that I might have been in.
No, but when I was a senior or a junior maybe in high school, I don't know, my high school basketball coach, he knew, you know, he played football in college, so he knew about like recruiting. Like I knew nothing about this stuff. No one where I came from knew anything about it. So he made like a highlight tape on VHS.
Yeah.
And he put the background music was Michael Jackson's Bad. And sent it out to like all the colleges or whatever.
That
like,
song was brand new at the time,
it was
wasn't
brand
it?
New, yeah, brand new. Shut up, Nate.
This just in, breaking news. This is actual breaking news. Le'Veon Bell is facing a 4-game suspension.
Whoops.
Due to missing a drug test. This just came in about 5 minutes ago.
Missing a
I
drug test.
I wouldn't say he was missing it, Dave.
he's writing a get well card.
You know what? Maybe he had a flat tire on the way.
Yes.
You know? Let's not jump to conclusions. Irresponsible media gay.
Yeah. It's irresponsible media what?
Gay.
Guy? So there you go. That is rather breaking.
That's always kind of a funny one to me.
Yeah.
Like, just miss the test altogether. Like, that doesn't draw suspicion at all. You know, the guy that's been suspended before, you know, and frankly, for something completely harmless, and whether you agree with it or not, them's be the rules.
Yes.
So, you know, get busted the old-fashioned way. No call, no show.
I think on this show, and I'm speaking now to our staff of producers, I think we should come up with some sort of a sounder for a failed drug test in the sports world because we're talking about it every day. Every day. We should just have a specific breaking news failed drug test sounder.
And this is, Dave, this is not a failed drug test.
You're correct. You're correct. You are correct.
So
it's a missed drug test.
See if you can make sense of this. This is directly from ESPN reporting this. The suspension is the result of a missed drug test, not a failed one, sources said. The reason it hasn't yet been announced is that the appeal process is still going on. I don't understand. Those are all
were
words.
Were you or
that,
were you not there?
Those are all words that I know what they mean. I know how you put them together, but none of it makes sense to explain. What the heck is a miss? It's kind of the same thing with like Clayton Kershaw. Like, I'm sorry, what is a simulated start? Can someone please explain that to me?
You know what? We need to ask Bob Nightingale exactly what a simulated start is. But just skipping the drug test.
Yeah, and I mean, we all get it.
But he's appealing it. So
yes.
Maybe he did have car troubles. You never know.
Maybe he had a good reason.
Yeah. Because,
you know, the idea is if you're skipping a drug test, you're skipping it for a reason.
Right.
You're cycling, this, that, whatever.
I can't think of a better reason than peeing dirty.
Yeah, good point right there. Hey, let me ask, well, you know what? This is dumb. I shouldn't ask you this, Nate. But, Katie, have you ever peed for a friend's drug test?
Ooh.
No. No, so
I know Nate has one.
This is
they might be the opposite.
Yeah, I know. No, Nate's not paying for anybody. They're not. No, one's asking that favor. No, but in the WNBA, that's when, you know, I was drug tested. I don't ever remember being drug tested in college, but they take you directly from the airport, or they take you directly from, like, they'll come to your practice facility, but almost always it was on the road. So they were waiting for you at the airport. They take you directly to the hotel, to a special room. Like, you all have to go to this suite, and the drug testers, the people that administer it, sit there in the room with you until you're ready to pee. They don't let you out of your sight, and then when you do have to pee, you pee in front of them.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. So there's,
what a weird
what if you
job.
Have shy bladder?
Well, there has been a few instances where there was girls in there for about 10, 12 hours.
Please tell me that the person watching you pee is, of course, a female.
It's a female.
Okay,
they're not
God.
Allowed to comment, jeez. Right?
I mean,
like rooting.
Yeah, it's like, we're not having a conversation.
Here we go. Okay. Yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah. Let me tell you, you're looking healthy.
I don't know what the legality. You need to drink more water.
Oh.
I don't know what the legalities are, and therefore, I also don't know what the statute of limitations are. So I'll use broad terms, but I know a guy real close to me that had a couple of buddies that couldn't get off the wacky stuff, who peed for them. In exchange for lunch, on more than one occasion for job stuff.
Oh,
you know.
My goodness.
Really is no free lunch.
And
it really is no free lunch.
No, it was one of those, hey, I'll buy you lunch if you, you know.
Can you just pee in a bag for me?
And that's exactly what it is. And then they duct tape it
to their thigh. So it's warm.
Yeah, exactly. So that guy who.
It's a lot of work.
Allegedly.
Yeah. So that guy who did that was.
That's what. Come on, Katie. Don't look at me like that. You think I'd ever put that much effort into something?
No, I don't.
Come on.
Actually,
we got a break. But Matt George, who is running this from back in the studio, this whole broadcast. I've said this many times before. You want to talk about an intrepid reporter, right there? While we were talking about all that, he actually got on the phone.
Check your cell phone.
Up into Northern California and got a hold of your parents.
What?
No,
who forwarded
didn't.
Him some audio? This is Katie Senior solo right here.
It is not.
No.
Oh, on the recorder, too.
Wow.
Wow.
Oh, is it?
You're a little off key, dude.
Matt, nice try.
All right, keep that going.
It was a vocal solo. It wasn't on the recorder.
I think they're missing a couple of them.
We're out here live, as opposed to taped on VCR. Along with Sleep Train, we're collecting pencils and pens and erasers and
school
backpacks.
School supplies.
Bring them on out here to 5244 Madison Avenue. Oh, here's a big part right here. When we return, we'll tell you why we're having Dub Christie on today, other than the fact that we love him. It's a drive. Good job, Katie. I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Sports 1140 KSDK. Outside at 5244 Madison Avenue, you can drive by Madison, honk your horn, say hello as you do. And please do stop in, though. You don't have to honk your horn if you stop in. And bring by school supplies. Yes, that's right. Pencils. Well, I don't need to go in. Anything involving school supplies. As we are out here in conjunction with Sleep Train, our good friends over there, trying to get as many supplies as possible for these kids. Because believe it or not, parents, and it is weird. You know, back in my day, it was the day after Labor Day that you went to school. That's you started school the day
you
after
to
Labor
put it
Day.
Off till after the 3-day weekend.
Yeah, and now it's you're starting in August, like mid-August, early August in some kids. My kids go back to school, I think, the second week of August, which is weird, especially because we planned a family vacation for the last week of August. So
naturally,
you're one of those parents, right?
Yeah, they're going to be
like,
in school.
Oh, they're going to be in school for a week, and then yes,
and then see you later. They're gone for
a
week.
The
but we got a good deal, so we had to do it in advance.
The thing, yeah. There's a reason why you got a good deal, because that's
yes.
the deal, because
everyone's going back.
But no, I mean, I feel like they start so early now because they have, like, you know, 5 weeks of vacation.
They have
here.
A million breaks,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, like, oh, it's a ski weekend. Like, what the
you
heck
got
is
President's
that?
Week
like,
now.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, they have a 2-week spring break.
What the heck?
And then last year, I don't know if this is every year, but I just specifically remember this last year, they had a 2-week spring break, and then the following Monday was a teacher work day.
Nice.
So they had 2 weeks and a day of break. And then they get out.
It's a teacher work day because they've got to come back. The first day back from a vacation,
they're all hungover.
For anybody is like, it's horrible,
there's
right?
There's just nothing that's quite as good as the college schedule. Right? Like, you go back to school late. You get out of school early for the semester. You get, like, 3 weeks off.
I was on the quarter system.
Oh, that stinks.
Yeah, that was intense.
Bumsville.
Yeah.
Well, we got a lot of stuff to get to in addition to doing our school supplies drive, toy drives in Christmas.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about the Niner Stadium and just what a garbage fire that whole situation is, be it on and off the floor. Hey, there are, I believe, 6 or 7 teams who are having players report this weekend in the NFL. Football, it's almost back, kids.
Right?
You can smell it.
Oh, we're so close.
You can smell it. You can smell it. It's on its way back.
We almost can this time of morning.
Damn, we're very close. So we're going to talk about that.
Katie looks at us like we're just making crap up.
Yeah, for reals, yo.
Like, I work with you. I know you make crap
up.
I'm out here.
I'm smelling the BO and the fresh cut grass and the dew.
Okay.
The All-Star game moved from Charlotte.
Stuff.
And we'll talk about why it's not coming here, although I understand why everybody's asking.
Everyone's
about
asking,
that.
Yeah.
And then, really? Yes. Yes. Seventh.
Run in weird circles. I just want you to know that.
Yeah, we do. Well, no, it's an actual full circle when we run. It's not like an oval.
Okay. You said both your legs are the same.
Yeah. Well, one's nailed to the floor.
No, it's just we log on to Twitter and we talk to the people that follow us.
Yeah, while you're following like dogporn.org, we're on Twitter.
Senior Deal solo. Twitter.
We're going to have Bob Knight, Yellow USA Today, on in about an hour. He's going to talk about the trade deadline, specifically the Giants and A's, who both look to be active during the trade deadline, probably in different ways. So we'll have that at 8:30. Chael Sonnen, who I think is, and I hope he's awake this morning because this is early. Well, he's one of the best interviews, period, and a statement. He comes off his suspension today, so we... perfect guy to talk to.
Elaborate a little bit on suspension for people that don't know who he is.
Chael Sonnen, mixed martial artist. He was suspended a while back.
Was it 2 years?
I think it was a 2 year for a couple of different things. And we'll go into that, and then we'll also get into Jon Jones and Brock Lesnar and everything that's going on right now. I'm also curious if Chael's going to fight again, too, because he has to make a little money now. But I think it's easy to say that the – and with no offense to our other two gentlemen coming on, the highlight of today's show is going to be Doug Christie joining us at 8. Now, I know you guys all love Doug, so you're wondering, well, why, you know, we love Doug, but why does that matter? Doug comes on your show often. Well, Doug's going to come on and talk Kings and NBA and all that. I'm sure we haven't talked to him since the Durant thing. Maybe he'll weigh in on that, et cetera, et cetera. But
it's Deflategate, kind of, is what he's going to talk about, right? We're in the same ballpark.
Yeah, it's well done, Nathan. Now, unless you live in a hole, you know. Sorry, I
was waiting from that. That was fantastic. Better.
I was waiting for Katie to elbow me too when I said, "Unless you live in a hole, you know about Doug Christie and Jackie Christie and their relationship, and whether you yay or nay or whatever it is." Hey, they're married, and they seem to be very, very happy. I think it's fair to say that Jackie, in the past, and we've heard the stories, has employed some unorthodox methods. Unorthodox, not normal to the average bear.
Not orthodox.
On how to keep tabs on her husband and make sure that there is no, you know, in the NBA, let's be really honest. Katie, would you, I've estimated before, and there's no way to confirm this, but I would say 70 to 80% of NBA players, I would imagine, have partaken in extramarital stuff if they're married. This is a league and leagues themselves.
I report on a lot of things, Dave, like revolving around the NBA, but I have no facts to back up.
Yeah, I don't either.
Said.
But if
good
I'm
call.
If,
good hey, call,
if I'm a betting man, I'm going to say that.
I don't know why you come to me for this information.
I'm the sideline reporter.
Right,
hey, these
come
guys
on now.
Are screwing around.
Infidelity is no stranger to professional sports. How's that?
That's fair. That is something I think all of us can agree on, whether or not we have any personal experience
right.
with it or not.
I was saying personal Jeez. Experience. Anyways, Jackie Christie.
Jeez.
I mean, I wasn't like, hey,
I mean,
Katie.
It kind of was like the way that it sounded, like for the labor, like some of this is maybe like just
hey,
waking
hey,
up
Katie,
and,
hey,
and just having their coffee
hey, you know
and trying
this.
To, you know.
How those DMs looking?
Hey, yeah.
You get, slide right yeah. into your DMs.
You get the
right?
Ricky Henderson slide. Right into the his DMs. So, Jackie.
Stop it, Matt.
Jack, it's Katie Senior Solo on the reporter. So. Here's the thing. Jackie is in a show called Basketball Wives.
Yes.
There's, I believe, getting ready to start season 6. So when we return, hey, where'd Katie go? When we return, we're going to play you a clip from Jackie. She was doing a press interview. She's out doing publicity for this upcoming season. And we've heard about her. Yes, Nate.
Can I tease it? Well, you do your thing, but I've got a good tease.
I will happily turn it to you. We've heard about her on the team plane when Doug played. We've heard about their hand signals to each other. Mm-hmm. I had not heard of this method that she uses to keep tabs on her husband. Nate, please take it away.
What do Doug Christie and Tom Brady have in common? We'll tell you when we return.
That's the Drive at Sports 1140 KHTK. Fun conversation with Chael. And at 8 o'clock, our friend Doug Christie will join us. Now, the following audio, just to prepare you, this is, again, as we teased over the last break, this is Jackie Christie doing publicity interviews for the upcoming season of Basketball Wives. I believe it is season 6. And she is asked about a method she mentions, I believe, on the first episode by the interviewer here. A method she uses to, and that other women apparently can use, to determine whether or not the spouse is being faithful. I don't know how else I can set it up or tease it, so I'll step aside. Matt, roll the tape of Jackie Christie previewing this season of the Basketball Wives.
So on the first episode, you talked about status check. Can you explain to me what a status check exactly is?
That is when your guy, your mate, and a male, preferably, comes home. Their have a certain amount of weight. Usually they're full. If they've been empty, that's usually after intercourse or sex. Mm-hmm. Then they're kind of smaller and they're emptier and they kind of shrivel up and they're little. So that's what I was talking about when I was explaining to Shawnee that all you have to do is just look. And if it's emptier and they're little and they shriveled up, then they've been emptied somewhere. So either he satisfied himself, one, that's A, or B, someone satisfied him.
Amazing.
So somebody got some explaining to
that's deal. Not a good thing to tell me, because I'm be checking like a mug when I get home. Like, you can walk in and be like, baby, I didn't see your
Yeah, and you could just, you know, if you're kind of shy, you could just kind of glance when he does the shower.
I'm not shy at all. I'm going to say drop your drawers right now. Let me check your started some mess in the household.
But see, a lot of times, too, Raquel, if a guy gets nervous or if they're cold, it can shrivel them up.
No, baby.
So it might not give you the right, like, read. So you want to just let him get in the shower and be like, honey, here's your towel, and just kind of glance down. But don't make him know you looking.
Oh, I'm going to know. I'm going to be like, I need to check your immediately. It's not going to go well now.
Look at the temperature on the heat thermostat. And if it's warm in the house, that's not an excuse. They can't say that. Because sometimes they will say, no, it's just cold in here. Then be like, okay, in about an hour, we're going to check again. Because see, the little sperm tank go back in there and fill it up. It takes like 24 hours to full back up again.
Yeah, you know that's a little crazy, though, Jackie, right?
It's a little bit.
Yeah, just a little bit. I'll be honest with you.
But hey.
But I'm crazy, too.
Life's
so
crazy.
I'm going to do
isn't it,
it
Raquel? Yeah. You going to do it?
I'm going to definitely do it. So I'm not going to front. Like, girl, you crazy, but I'm going to check the too.
So that's Jackie Christie. Mm. Now let me just say a couple sentences before we continue. So Doug is a dear friend of the show. Doug very well might be listening right now because Doug is a loyal listener and tweets us every day. We love Doug, and I will also say, I know that the instant reaction generally is, oh my God, that's nuts, she's crazy, this, that, what the hell's wrong with every dealing I have ever had. Honest
you
to God,
Jackie.
I love Jackie. Yeah. Every dealing I've ever had with her is amazing. So I choose to say, everybody can have their own opinions, that, hey, their processes, while unorthodox, it works for them, and they seem to be very happy. They renew their vows every year. That's cool. In this case,
there's a lot to get into.
I'll peel back the curtain a little when we get back, because I talked to Doug on the phone last night, and I got to say it was, and God bless him, he was so great about it. It was one of the more uncomfortable conversations I've ever had in this business, and Doug being Doug, because he is just awesome and does not run from anything.
No.
Doug will be joining us at 8 o'clock. Now, we're going to talk basketball. But we will also be addressing this interview, and we'll ask Doug. Now, to the two of you and everybody listening right now.
Okay.
I don't know what the FCC rules are, but I do know that in our world, we are not allowed to use, when referring to the berries, we cannot use... Yeah. We cannot use the B word, the suffix of basketballs.
We can say basketball,
yes,
but we can't say...
But we have to keep the basket in there.
Yes, we do.
So
let's just refer to it as that, then.
You could say berries.
It's about weighing basketballs.
You could say, of course, you could say testicles.
Oh.
You could say berries.
Well, I don't want to get all, like, medical on it, but...
Dangly bits, family jewels, grapes, cojones, stones, the bags, huevos.
Can you say pelota?
Pelota? See, what you shouldn't... I don't know. You should write those down, because if you can't, then... You just said it.
Spanish.
Yeah. Well, I know, but that I guess what I found out one day still doesn't work.
Really?
If you say it in Spanish, it still counts.
Well,
found that out
the
years ago.
The good part is that I didn't actually say it right in Spanish.
Right. Good. kiwis.
Can you say paletos?
plums. Junk, naughty bits.
Really, we can say all those things.
Scallops, marbles.
What about scallop potatoes?
you could say scallops. Itchy and scratchy.
Oh my goodness. So you're reading this the FCC list.
I'm reading a list of acceptable
things. I hope so.
I don't even know how you find that list. That's amazing.
You have a login, it's
called
fun.
Google.
We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll discuss this a little bit. We also need to get to... Hey, children.
Sorry.
Doing a broadcast. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Katie and Nate may or may not be wrestling. If that's the case, I will tell them to oil up, and I will film it on the drive. Sports 1140 KHTK.